You're listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. I am so happy that we get to talk with our special guest today, and our guest is Chris Lilly. He is the owner of a very famous restaurant here in town called Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue. Thank you so much for coming and talking with us today, Chris.
Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate the invitation. I'm happy to be on with you today and talking a little barbecue in Decatur, Alabama.
Yeah, let's do it. So before we do that, we have a cheese straw segment, which is people's favorite Southern treat besides Big Bob Gibson's pie, but we'll come back to that. So if you were to describe a cheese straw, how would you describe it?
I think the only and perfect way to describe a cheese straw would be a crunchy toasted cheese stick. I think any other description should be null and void. Now, I'm very particular about my cheese straws, you know. They've got to be crunchy all the way through, and they can't taste like flour. If you taste flour in the cheese straw, it's absolutely not a good representation. You should taste toasted cheese. It is a crunchy toasted cheese stick, period.
Okay. I love that description. I have not heard that one before, and apparently it is the only way to describe it. So thank you, Chris.
Well, you know, if you're a connoisseur, you've got to preach it, Danielle. You've got to preach it.
Okay. I love that. Well, Chris, like, you have so much going on, so I'm excited to hear more about you. So let's just start with, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually originally from Florence, Alabama, so definitely a North Alabama native. That's where I was born and raised. Went to University of North Alabama right there in Florence.
Go Lions. And me too.
There you go. So I am really supportive of everything that I love in North Alabama. I'm here now. That's where my roots are, and that is where I'm going to be. I started working at Big Bob Gibson Barbecue in 1991, I believe, long time ago. I've got a wife here in town, Amy. She grew up in the area, Amy McLemore, then. I've got three kids, Jacob, Andrew, and Caroline. And can you believe it? Three little grand boys running around.
No way.
Wade, Banks, and James. So my roots are here. I'm going to be in Decatur for the long haul, but I'm happy to be here.
I love that. How fun. Boys are near and dear to my heart because my sister has four boys and I have two boys. So nothing like boys.
Absolutely. I agree there.
So can you share some of the history of Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue and kind of how it all began?
Sure. Well, it all started with the man, Big Bob Gibson himself, back in the early 20s. He worked locally here at L&N Railroad, but he loved cooking barbecue a heck of a lot more than he loved working it as a real job. He started doing barbecue on the weekends in his backyard, and the crowds just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And finally, he just decided to, do his own thing and open up a barbecue restaurant. At very first, he was actually, him and the Woodalls were working together. It was Big Bob Gibson and the Woodalls. It was Gibballs. And then shortly after, Big Bob started doing his own thing with Big Bob Gibson Barbecue back in the mid-20s and been rolling ever since.
So what inspired you to get started in the restaurant business, and how did you become involved with Big Bob Gibson's?
You know, it's interesting. I married into barbecue, if you can believe that. So I met my wife in college, and after I graduated college, I graduated with a degree in marketing and finance and moved to Franklin, Tennessee. And I had a job in the medical industry with medical apparel and such. And then I think Amy's father, my father-in-law, I think he missed his daughter so much. He just wanted her to move a little bit closer to Decatur. So he offered me a job to come back and learn the barbecue business. And and that's what we did. I was very lucky in that it wasn't like, in-laws looking over my shoulder or anything. They really let me learn the business, do my own thing. And that's why I fell in love with it. And first and foremost, barbecue is about cooking. And and that's what I really love. That's where I started in the pit room. And to this day, that's where I get my most enjoyment back in the pit room, cooking pork, cooking chicken, and doing that type stuff.
I love that. So with this being like a family business, could you kind of elaborate on how the restaurant has impacted the different generations of your family?
Oh, gosh, sure. It goes back to Big Bob. You know, Big Bob Gibson had five children. They all went into the barbecue restaurant business. So his daughter went in with him at Big Bob Gibson's. And then they also opened up Little Bob Gibson's here in town. That was another son. And then a son and a daughter moved to Huntsville and opened Gibson's Barbecue. So that's sort of the difference between Gibson's Barbecue and Big Bob Gibson's here in Decatur. All from the same family, but the restaurants were never connected. But it was all Big Bob's children that did the restaurants. You know, from there, it was Don and Carolyn McLemore that took over here in town. And that's from Don's mother and father, Big Bob Gibson's daughter. And then it was myself and Amy. Now I'm fortunate enough to have two children in the business. I've got two sons, Jacob and Andrew. I've got one of them at each restaurant. They do the day-to-day business at Big Bob Gibson's. So yes, it's a generational thing. And with my little boys, my grandkids coming up, hopefully one day. And the cool thing is, if they take over, that'll be sixth generation here in Decatur.
Wow. That is incredible. So I have a funny story for you. So my last name is Gibson as well. So when Adam came, our podcast producer, and visited with us, we took them to a concert at the Princess Theater, and they were called the Sons of the East. Well, of course, we had to get them Big Bob Gibson's to eat. And so we were all taking a group picture after the concert, and they were like, "Now, what was your name?" And I was like, "Danielle Gibson." And they're like, "Oh, are you part of the Gibson family?" And I was like, "I wish I was, but I'm not." So you guys are stars.
Danielle will claim you. Just next time you just say, "Yes, I'm part of that family."
Like world renowned. So how has the city of Decatur and really the local community influenced the growth and identity of Big Bob's?
Without Decatur, Alabama, and this community, there absolutely would not be a Big Bob Gibson barbecue. You know, you think back and all the support and the people of Decatur have given this restaurant over the years. It wouldn't be the same. We wouldn't be successful. We wouldn't have the notoriety that we do. And it all comes back to the public, the customers. You know, some of my favorite parts during the day is when I'm at the restaurant and, you know, somebody comes in that have been eating Big Bob Gibson's their entire life and then can sit there and tell me the stories of, you know, walking up to the counter and Big Bob's there swatting flies or giving out bubble gum or, you know, things like, I mean, just little things like that, you know, back in the old days when it was, you know, just a small restaurant that wasn't, as well known as it is today. But those stories or the people that come back into town that said, "I grew up on Big Bob Gibson Barbecue, and that's my first stop every time I come back to Decatur." It's those kind of things that really give working at the restaurant meaning. And it's definitely the key to our success. It's definitely our customers.
So you guys have some of the most unique signature dishes. Can you tell us what sets you guys apart in the world of barbecue? And I will say, at one of your restaurants, there's a whole lot of awards everywhere. So y'all are amazing.
You know, I tell you, you know, over the years, you know, when you think about Big Bob Gibson, what sets us apart, you've got to first start with barbecue white sauce. You know, I travel all over the world now, and I've seen Alabama white sauce in Miami and New York and Napa Valley and Ireland and Australia and on and on. And it really gives me a certain thrill when I see it on other pitmasters or chefs' menus. And knowing where that sauce originated from right here in Decatur and with Big Bob Gibson. So that was definitely one of his original sauces. So that has to be a signature item. Plus, yes, you mentioned the awards. I think right now we're currently sitting at 12 world championships just with our pulled pork, not counting chicken or ribs or anything like, but just for our pulled pork. So definitely we hang our hat on that. And a lot of people come to Decatur just to have our pulled pork. And you can't say Big Bob Gibson's without mentioning our pie ladies who come in every morning before my pit room guys get there. They come in every morning, open up the shop, and make homemade pies every day. And some of those ladies have been with us 40 and 50 years. Joanne that works for us today and sort of heads up making our pies. Her mother worked for us for 40 years and she has been working for us for 50 years. So that just tells you a little bit about the longevity and the family that we have working at Big Bob Gibson's.
That's incredible. So as a pit master, what does your role entail and how do you ensure the quality of the barbecue? I know it is like a whole, it's a whole thing. The right temperature, the right flavors, all of the things have to be just right.
It is. And you bring up an excellent point in that this is not something that you can just walk into the pit room. And people throw around that term pit master very loosely nowadays, but this is something you can't do pick up overnight. Being a pit, cooking barbecue is more of an art than it is anything else. You just got to have a feel for it. You know, and it all started back when Big Bob Gibson's, who, you know, started the recipes and started doing, you know, he's definitely a pit master. Well, back, he trained a gentleman back a long, gosh, I don't even know what year it was, Jerry Knight. Jerry was 15 years old when he started working at the restaurant here in Decatur. Big Bob trained him. He worked his entire life at our restaurant and worked in the pit rooms his entire life. He is the one who trained me back in 1991. And so I learned from the gentleman that Big Bob taught. And it's one of those things where he's definitely a pit master. And that's who I learned from. I often say the greatness of a pit master is directly proportional to the size of their ash pile, which means the more wood they burn, the higher the ash pile is, which means they've cooked, the more they cook, the better they get. It's as simple as that. So, you know, walking into the pit room, a true pit master is in complete control of the entire pit room or his grill or a cooking apparatus. And most of the time, they know what's happening without even opening it up. In our pit rooms, we don't have thermometers or anything else. It's all about feel. It's all about putting your hand on the pit lid to tell the temperature. It's all about smelling the aromas in there to know if your chickens are done, if your pork needs basting. It's the sound of fat rendering, hitting the hot coals that really tell you what stage the meat is at and whether it's time to pull that meat up. You walk into the pit room, a real pit master just knows. He doesn't need anything to tell him when meat is done and when it's ready to put on the line and feed the public.
That's really incredible.
I think it really is.
Like, I guess I'm speechless. I don't know. That never happens, but like, wow. I burnt a roast the other day. So, I mean, I feel like that might not be my calling.
Danielle, you are not a pit master. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure you cook incredible. Everybody in the family cooks incredible, Danielle. And since you're a part of the family, don't sell yourself short.
I need some classes. So looking ahead, what are some of your exciting plans or innovations for the future? And I'm going to go into the Did You Know segment here in just a few minutes. But as you said, like, you travel all over the world. So what are you up to when you're traveling the world?
Oh, gosh. I do a lot of different things away from here. You know, as far as where Big Bob Gibson's is going right now and what we've got up our sleeves, you know, I think I'm going to leave that up to my two sons and the rest of the family. I'm getting to that age where I'm curious to see where they want to take the restaurant. Do we want to open up another location outside of Decatur? Do we want to roll out some new products or some new menu items? You know, right now I'm just enjoying life. I get to go in and cook with my sons every day. I get to see the Big Bob Gibson entire family every day. And I get to travel the world doing what I love to do, and that's cooking barbecue. So where we're going to take this, I absolutely can't tell you, but I can guarantee you we're going to do some exciting things in Decatur and outside of Decatur in the future.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. And you guys are featured on all kinds of things. I know, like, the UK picks up stories about you guys all the time. So it's just incredible that we have you guys here in Decatur, as I call it, an attraction or a destination, because that's literally what it is. You can't come to Decatur without going to Big Bob Gibson. So we're going to move into our Did You Know segment. And in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before we leave. So we've asked Chris to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about himself that you probably have never heard of before. So did you know?
You know, and you sort of brought up an interesting point on the last question, and that I do travel a lot and I do go all over. A lot of people don't realize that probably half or more than half of what I do as a job is outside of Big Bob Gibson's, is outside of Decatur. So I have a 20-year working relationship with Kingsford Charcoal. I do a lot of their PR. I do product testing. I work with their scientists and everything on new products. Their national spokesperson. We do a ton of stuff together throughout the year. Also work for Yeti Coolers, if you're familiar with Yeti. I probably have a six-year relationship with them. I'm their ambassador, a spokesperson for them. So I do events for Yeti all over. Also have started working for a company out of Napa Valley, a vineyard, Copper Cane Wines. It's absolutely a beautiful wine with Bell Gloss and Bowen and Quilt and Elowen. And I've been doing a lot of promotion for them, Pigs and Pinot and barbecue and tailgating and mixing wine with outdoor cooking and things like that. So really some exciting stuff. Also do catering all over the country. I work for companies directly like NASCAR and Microsoft and on and on. So again, wow. I'm at the age where I like people. I like enjoying life. I like to travel. I say no a lot to things, but the things that I really love to do and the places I like to go, that's what I say yes to. And, I travel a lot, but I always make it a point to let the people know where I'm from, and that's Decatur, Alabama. Decatur's been so good to us. I feel like it's mandatory when I do the Today Show or travel wherever or do, television or promotions that everybody knows where I'm from. That's one thing that I like. Yeah. If I can influence a few people to go out of their way to come to Decatur, Alabama on their trips or on their barbecue excursions, I love to do that.
I love that. Okay, so I'm curious. I have one last question, I'm pretty sure. Okay, so we had this debate at our office the other day. So when you are drinking wine outdoors, what type of cup are you drinking out of? Is it a no-stem plastic or how do you mix the two?
Wow, that's a great question and really an easy question for me. I am using a insulated Yeti wine glass. It is no stem. And The cool thing about that is because usually when I'm outside hanging out, sipping on wine by the grill, the grill is hot. So if you set a glass stemware by the grill, the temperature of your wine changes very, very quickly. But if you've got an insulated Yeti wine cup, then whether it's cold outside or hot outside, if you've got a cold, hot grill or whatever you're doing, it's going to stay the correct temperature. So that's easy for me.
That is easy. So I'm just going to go tell everybody, I learned from a professional what cup we're supposed to be drinking out of, because things taste different in a different cup. So yeah. I love
they
Yeti.
Definitely,
I'll just say that.
They definitely do. Without a doubt, they definitely do. When I'm at restaurants, you can usually tell, if you get a order a glass of wine at the restaurant and they bring you glass stemware. A lot of times you can tell how good the restaurant is by the quality of glass stemware that they bring you. Is it really thick and heavy, which I don't like, or is it a really light, hand-blown glass? It's you can definitely tell the difference, but me, give me my Yeti cup and I'm good.
There was this one time we went to the movies and this was very interesting, but I know it's very classy, but they actually put the wine in a solo cup. That was the most strange way to drink wine to me. It created almost a popping effect on your lip. It was very strange. So I might have to take my own cup next time or something. I don't know.
It goes back to what you're doing outside and everything. A lot of people do use the solos, but for me, I'm always, hanging out with friends by the charcoal grill around, just chilling out there. So I need something a little more insulated. My preference, no matter what I'm drinking.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to get me a Yeti wine, probably pink. I'll have to find it somewhere, or maybe you can help me find it. So,
I know somebody, Danielle, so I got
you. Okay, I knew you did. So, Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast with me today. I enjoyed talking to you. I always learn something new from you. Also, how can people find out more about Big Bob Gibson's Barbecue here in Decatur?
Gosh, you can go to bigbobgibson.com. You can just come to Decatur and come visit the restaurants. Absolutely.
Yeah.
social media, Big Bob Gibson BBQ. Or you can find me at Chris Lilly BBQ on all platforms.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris. And you can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow at MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.